US 281 in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. March is the start of truck season, and with a great selection of 2024 Silverado 1500s on hand, it's a great time to get the truck of your dreams. Get a new 2024 custom Silverado today for as low as $45,075 with 1.9 financing and no payments for 90 days. Come see us at Bassett Motors or call 1-800-777-4546. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show, conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen is my name. Our David Adams back with us. Back against the window. How you doing there, sir?
Was I gone?
For 22 hours.
Well, then I'm not really back. I'm still here.
You're still here.
I didn't leave.
Hey, we got a busy program coming up. We have Senator Kramer coming up here in this next half hour, but it was the end of the month. It's the last Thursday. We have Superintendent Robbie Lukens' monthly get-together here in the studio. And good morning there, Robbie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on again.
Yes. Absolutely. So Mary Hager's here as well. And how you doing, Mary?
Great. Thank you.
All right. I got everyone's mic going here. And what's all happening in your neck of the woods up north side of town?
Yeah. North side of town?
On the far side of the north side.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of things going on. We just had Snowfest. We just had we're having reading month over at the elementary school. So I've been actually covering over at the elementary school this week. And So Mr. Peterson got a pie in the face.
Really?
The kids got to read, and after they read so much, then they got to put a ticket in and decide which teacher got a pie in the face.
Oh, no.
Mr. Peterson got the short end of the stick. I think I learned that when you're going to pick a bucket, don't pick the biggest bucket. So, because he had like a nuts pretzel bucket. Mm-hmm. And all the other teachers had little ones, so the kids put all their tickets in the biggest bucket, you know? And
yeah.
So it was like, if you're looking down the list, here's the big one. You put it in the big one.
Yeah,
you
know? Right.
Well, you can always, check out YouTube videos of Mo Howard throwing pies. He did a demonstration once. Right way to throw a pie.
Yeah.
I was on an old talk show in the afternoon way back in the
Mike
old,
Douglas
old
show
days.
He did Mike that. Douglas yeah, show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then spring sports starting here pretty soon as well.
April 5th. We got our first home baseball game.
Right. Just got the schedule the other day from Dan Stutling, and boy, he sounds like he's going to be pretty busy on the road here.
We had a regular board meeting last night, and Mike Prom they were talking about trying to find some time in April for something, and Mike Prom held up his calendar, and it was just absolutely full.
Yeah.
Like, every day has, like, multiple things going on. So it's, you know, we've had a really dry year, but it's going to allow for a very active spring sports schedule.
So yeah. A lot of times we run into blizzards instead.
Like, that's
good.
Yeah.
A few things to do, things to see.
All right. What else you got for us today?
Well, we've had public meetings the last few days.
That's right.
So we have Mary here, who's on the building steering committee, and I guess there's a lot of stuff going on that front. My day is never the same from one day to the next. So yesterday was reading day and all sorts of things. The other day and board meeting, and then the day before that. We had things going on. I did inspections on the roofs, and then the day before that we had public meetings. So it's been a busy week.
Yeah. And it's only Thursday.
Yeah.
They got a day to go.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, of course, tomorrow is school off for Good Friday tomorrow or no?
Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Mary, how are you doing?
Very well. Very well. Excited that I was appointed to the steering committee for the elementary school. I've been to two of the forums.
Mm-hmm.
The first forum I wasn't at. I was actually a second choice. Mm-hmm. There were some people that resigned off the steering committee. Okay. But I had applied for it. They just didn't select me the first round. So when they called me, I was so excited because I think that Harvey, because I've been born, raised, and stayed here, raised my kids here, love small town, and very excited about the building. After the survey results, they were overwhelming in favor of doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not necessarily remodeling, because, you know, you start tearing into walls, it's going to be way more than, it's just like a remodeling job.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to spend $150 on my bathroom remodel after about $1,000 later. It was it was completed because opening walls and plumbing issues. But anyway, I thought this last form went very well. A lot of good questions. A lot of clarification was given. I guess I like things to be positive in the community. Coming from a family, my dad, he was very involved in the civic and commerce and stuff. So we were brought up to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to get involved. Granted, I might be older and I no longer have kids in school, but being near retirement age, I still think we need to bring a positive spin into Harvey, North Dakota, and the Harvey School District, which includes the other counties. I believe it's Benson, Sheridan, some of Pierce, and so anyway, I was impressed with our last form. There was a lot of good questions, and I was very happy with the people in the crowd that had some tough questions on how they were willing to listen. That showed me a positive, positive from coming against the people that really aren't for it. You know, so I'm hoping people will understand that we need our school. Granted, if the referendum bond passes, okay, it's still going to be a while before the school is built. You know, let's just hope we don't have any malfunctions at the grade school.
Well, you know, that's been a big concern. You talk to people around, the biggest concern is the talk of using the old facility after we've moved out of it with kids. You see, that right there underlies everything you guys have done, because you really need to start at zero. Because you can't go to the people and say, we're going to tear that down and put this one up, but this one, we're going to use it for CTE. We're going to use it for something else, because it's fine. If it's fine enough to put kids in there for then, it's good enough for the kids there now.
I'm trying to follow where you're talking about. So you're talking about
the use of the CTE. All of a sudden, this came up that we were going to use the elementary school for CTE.
Yeah, it's an option.
It's an option. But why would we even have it as an option when we're telling everybody that this is something that has to be replaced? Then on top of that, I've talked to people who have gone in and seen the school, and repairs have never been made correctly. So we've got a situation where the repairs of the past were patched. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we've got a big, as serious problem as what you guys are trying to tell us. And I can't, I don't know about you, but there's no way I can afford to live here anymore if you're going to raise the taxes another 541 mil levy. I can't do it. It's impossible. Well, and anybody on a fixed income is going to say, this is crazy. Our school isn't growing. Our school function is decreasing across the state of North Dakota. And now we're going to put more money in it. And we're going to do it on the backs of the people of the town who are still paying for this stupid road construction thing from a few years ago.
You have to understand, that is different. That's city versus school.
I know, but you see, it still comes from the same pocketbook. It comes from...
Correct.
I appreciate your thoughts. I think we need to have dialogue. This is a conversation we have to have as a community.
I believe that something has to be done.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always said that. I've seen a lot of other people know it. They know it, but... This is insane.
So what we brought forward to you, mm-hmm. and you have in front of you, mm-hmm. is a plan that comes forward to address the thoughts of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers that were in the survey were not made up.
No.
They were brought forward by engineers,
mm-hmm.
and the idea that we are not growing... I did fill out our building application, and we are projected growth over the next 5 years.
Okay.
Where's this
growth coming from?
It's based on the birth rate. So that was based on state birth rates within...
So I've been here 14 years, and every year I've lived here, we've had less and less people here. We're down 700 people from when I moved here. Mm. So where's the growth? Where's the birth rate coming from? Something doesn't add up here.
Mm. Well... I'm just going to be able to go with the numbers. Obviously, I'm a first-year superintendent came here.
You're stepping into this. Yeah.
So I'm trying to just quote the facts to you because I serve every taxpayer here.
Yes.
And so we need to have a conversation about this,
mm-hmm.
and we need to make a decision, and then we need to decide what we're going to do. But the fact, I'm trying to just stick to the facts on that is. And mm-hmm. over the next 5 years, we're hopeful that those numbers would hold up, that we are growing. And we do know that Governor Burgum has emphasized more efficiency in government, and therefore he has cut state payments, and that's just a fact.
Yeah.
So our payment is going down, so we don't have any option but to comply with what Governor Burgum has put forward in his mandates through his terms, which was... more efficiency in government, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. I don't think anyone here disagrees that mm-hmm. government can be more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So we did put a plan out there that I did confirm with our former superintendent, it was reported to the board that they could save, his exact word to me was 33% savings on operational costs. And that is why, you know, we're looking at this to try to see if we can have more efficiency in government and comply with the state's movement to have a more efficient government. And this plan will address that, and it's based on our own research that our own mm-hmm. taxpayers have paid for. So we didn't spend a dollar more. We just compiled what mm-hmm. Harvey had already done and brought it together for the people to talk about and discuss, and that's where we're at. Mm-hmm.
And you brought in too the two plans from the past that were already there. That's already there. I mean,
yep.
we don't have to go through that again. That's there because we've obviously looked at this before. But the biggest problem right now is the affordability. We're again pushing our taxpayers to the limit. Now we have a very elderly population in this city. And we have a situation where they aren't going to get any more money. And if you take more money, they're going to have less money.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we can't do something about this without some money. I mean, obviously, that's not going to happen. But we also deal with the situation that the state does not step up and do what it's supposed to do under its own constitution. So, because you mentioned that already. So what do we do with them?
Well, I am not a state official.
No, I know.
I am a local official. And we are facilitating a conversation of the community on a local level.
Right.
So,
but we're affected by the state.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm not, and I'm not saying, I'm not talking about the state. I'm talking about a community, a community conversation about how we deal with what we have been given from the state. And so I think Mary and the steering committee have done a wonderful job of bringing good recommendations to the board to deal with what they have coming forward.
Well, and I agree with you where the mill levy is quite the shock. We had seen that in the in a newsprint. I look at it this way, and I want this to be a positive remark. In 2009, they knew we had problems with the school, and sometimes you just put a patch on things. That doesn't work. So we have to start somewhere now. But I think back then they should have started increasing mill levies a little bit at a time so we could make a better building fund or however that all breaks
put a
down.
Fund together to grow up. And, and exactly.
So Harvey's always, Harvey area's always been very conservative. Very conservative. So we've always got by on the least amount. Well, that's hindsight now. I did have some people I know that are not in favor of this project, but they're the ones that brought it to me and asked, and how come they didn't start way back in 2009? And then again in 2019, they had another chance. You know? I mean, so we need to look at that, too. Not that that's going to sway. I'm not trying to sway anybody. You vote the way you want. But I know I've gone over to that school. I went to that school. My kids went to that school. That very first form meeting I went to this winter, and I was totally shocked when I walked in, and I seen this big white container, and I'm like, what is that? And they said, that's an air filter because of the air quality of this school. Well, that scares me for anybody that has a child or even a school teacher that has asthma or some type of respiratory ailment.
So is that an air filter for something that's in the school to get it out, or is this something to...
It's to filter the air so it's better quality air.
So what was wrong with the air before? See, this is...
Okay, and that's a good question. We're currently on the coal fired thing, and this is what I wanted to get into. Well, shortly after the meeting, I could smell like, it, to me, it almost smelled like a nasty sewer gas. And I thought, what is that smell? You know, that's odd. There must be a vent plug because it was cold weather then stuff. Well, as we were walking out, two people said, hurry up and get out because that's smoke. And what had happened, it was almost like smoke, a puff or something came by. And I do have some...
Breathing problems.
See, and I breathe
right away.
And I breathe that in, you guys. I live out 10 minutes. I coughed almost all the way home before I could get clear. Now, was that just a one-time deal, or does that happen often in the school? I don't know if it does. But right there, that scared me for the kids, the teachers, the janitors, so, the cooks, everybody.
Lester just shot a message. They said the air filters came from COVID era.
Okay, good.
They were funded. They were funded through
Through the COVID,
COVID dollars to improve. I mean, we have failed air quality tests before, but the COVID funding came through.
You know, this is apples and oranges. This is this building where we're sitting in now is one of the original townsite buildings. You know, it's over 125
years
old.
We're sitting in this building.
And all you do, and what we've done through the years, you just keep up on the maintenance, and it's, you know, holding together good.
Which wasn't done. Exactly. Although there was some new windows put in.
There's some stuff.
There's some stuff, but the overall main structure, and I know there's people out there that say, yeah, but that's made out of... concrete, stone, that's going to hold up better. It is, but if you turn around, you know, you don't think we need a new building, but yet you want to spend $22 million in redoing the old one. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't want to spend $22 million doing the old one.
I can tell you this, RC. We did the survey, and the taxpayers told me and the board how they wanted to act going forward. We, as a group, serve all the tax base. And the price is what it is. I am going to do everything I can. We have said over and over that this is a worst-case scenario price. We hope everything will come down. We hope we, you know, as you have chronicled regularly, that there's a printing press running all in the United States that seems to cover all sorts of things. I mean, we will do everything we can to bring that price down, whether that be through grants, whether that be through 2% interest buy-downs, to make this more affordable and bring this back. You know, Rugby sits in the top 10 for tax rates on schools. We want to be competitive with them. We want to drop that rate. We understand that we are the support to the private sector. We are not the job creator. We are the support to the private sector. And I come from a farm family. My dad owns a private business. I understand that. I can't get away from what the facts are of the case. And you know the facts, and we all know the facts.
Right.
But I promise I will try to do everything I can to serve the community. And I know that the board will do everything they can to make this what it is.
Question here. They want to know about the mill levy increase to operate the school. What's up with that?
Mill levy increase to operate.
Because funding is running short on that, the listener said.
Well, we are one of the few. Okay, so we are one of the few districts in the state that have not tapped their miscellaneous fund. So we do have the ability to operate the school through our existing mills. The hope is that with this running, your operational costs are going to drop, so then your mills on your operating side will drop, and then your special projects go up. That would be the hope, as we have reported to you, based on the facts that have been presented to the board.
Yeah, my phone is going crazy here.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just going to run through. Already had us run through some of the listener comments. So, the listener says, if this makes the radio, why is there no business plan for this? When I need to borrow money, I need to have prices, blueprints, how much money I need, all this and so forth to borrow money. Why is there no plan of this? I support we need to do something. I have kids that will be in school for another 16 years, but where is the plan?
Well, we approved the plans in 2009.
Yep.
The square footage isn't going to change. We found out in the survey that the people don't like the location of where the plan was. They didn't want it on the front of the building. They want it moved to a different area. So we're going to have public forums even after the vote.
Oh, okay. All right.
To hear the people's, I mean, should it pass, which that is all up in the air. You would have public forums to have.
Figure out where he's going to go around.
How those square foot is best fit for the community. So that
makes sense.
It's a community owned building because this is the community support to the public sector.
Well, again, you know, the big thing that I hear mostly talking to people is people were very, very unhappy when we started talking about CTE using in the building that they just were telling us we had to get rid of. And she was just saying it was so bad they had to have air cleaners in there. But, so
let me be clear. That is funded through the state.
Yeah.
So there's a 1.3
It's out of my pocket. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
If it's through the state or the county, it comes right out of here.
Okay. But I just want to make sure that you understood that the state match program comes off values and donations and those type of things. Now, did we put it in the ballot? So I brought a ballot to the board, and I said, and I was, the intention was to not tie the hands of the board, but in the end, all fiscal responsibility comes to the board, and they will be responsible.
Yep.
Another listener comment, the listener writes, Rugby building project went way over budget, now they're struggling to pay for it. Because, you know, and I was on city government for two terms, and any any proposal you get, and it's always going to be more. Trust me on that. That's that's the way it always goes. I mean, realistically.
At that form, Icon was there, and they explained how you figure it out per square foot and what is approximately what a square foot is. Okay, so that's how you figure it. You can't plan the floors, the windows, you know, everything, you know, the building materials. What this is a little bit different because you're bidding by the square foot, and then you know what the costs are. $23.5 million. You're correct. A lot of the projects that Icon has worked on has come in lower than what they did their bond referendums right now. So I'm hoping that that happens here. And the board stated the other night that if there's leftovers out of that 23.5, that goes back to the taxpayer. So let's say the bid comes in at 18 or 19 million. That's not going to that CT center. That is going to go back to the taxpayer.
Right. Okay. That's good. Now, talking about that CT, where does the money for that come and why are we using a building that we're just, see, that's where everybody hung up on was the fact that you're just saying we need to get rid of this. Now we're going to use it for something else. It almost sounds like a little sleight of hand from the board.
No,
that's what it looks like.
It may look like that, but you have to understand the part of the building, it wouldn't be the whole building over there as a whole. Number one, I believe they were looking at probably the addition that was built in 1961, the newer part.
Yeah, the newest part, yeah.
Okay, and a lot of private funds come in for this. So it's not going to come out of our...
But we own the building.
Yeah, we can sell it to them.
We can sell it.
Sure, we can sell it to anybody.
Because, well, that would be good because, you know, the thing is if they start doing something like that now... Who takes the tearing down of the other buildings if they're just going to be sitting there empty? You can see what happens to buildings that happen when the
On a positive note, there's been a lot of old schools that have been bought up by investors, and they've turned them into wonderful apartment settings.
Oh,
and stuff.
I know, but
I know you were going to say but. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, there's a big but there.
But although they are the investors, they know how much they need to do. And when they're coming into the project, they would know, oh, this school is, or this building is still fired by an old coal boiler. You know, they would know that they're not going to worry about that. They'll probably be, and this is just me talking, people out there, let's not use small minds here. Let's be positive. And they have turned in these old schools into wonderful apartment buildings. And Harvey has a shortage of housing. Guess what? You could make several nice big apartments
again,
there to hold.
Again, we're going back to using something we're telling the taxpayer you got to pay for because we got to get rid of it because it's no good. But we're going to sell it to this person over here, and they're going to make this wonderful apartment. Right. You have to understand the convolution of this.
Can I?
Sure, go ahead.
RC.
RD.
RD, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know who the C is.
That's RC Cola.
Sorry.
Yeah.
RD. I am not going to sit and argue about how regulations make sense because they don't.
No,
and
they
so don't. What you're talking about is private industry regulations versus government regulations. And private industry can do different things with buildings that we can't.
Right.
We can't. So when we start talking about what we're going to do with what a private person can do with that building and what we can do with that building.
If we sell it to them, it's their problem.
It's their problem, and they can do certain things. But as a unit, I don't think the school district is going to want to give that to someone to make it an eyesore.
Well, no, I hope so. That's
no.
But you know, you have to look. I worked right across the street from Central Campus in Minot, which was built in 1921. It's been remodeled at least four times.
Their board has kept up with it.
They have kept up with it. It's amazing. But structurally, it's the same building. In fact, we got newer buildings, and you know, two of our buildings are newer. I went to school in Devil's Lake, which was from the same architect that built the one on the south side of the other one. Mm-hmm. And it's still going. It was a whole block, but it was the same thing. You see, we have got this situation in America where we think that we need to throw everything away because we got to fix the roof on the governor's mansion because it's leaking. You know how much money that costs? Well, we'll get private funds for that. You know how much the private funds came in? They didn't cover it all. It never does. So it all comes back to taking money out of taxpayers' things, their back pocket, without going forward and finding something cheaper to do. Why not build a small building behind the building we have now and put a new heating plant in it, put it underground, and feed the building and shut the coal fire down? Do you realize that would not be $23 million? And that's only one item. I can think of 20, 30 other items that we could do. That we don't need to jump into the water for $23 million right off the start, especially when already taxed to the hilt. That's in my humble opinion.
Well, anyway. You know, and the other thing, too, it's never been brought up. We're right now in an economy that could crash under the O'Biden regime. I mean, crash hard. And we're proposing, I mean, I'm just pointing that out. No one's brought that up. I mean, we could potentially be setting ourselves up for something bad. I'm agreeing we need something done.
But, definitely.
I mean, we have to look at that as well. I mean, at this point in time. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Well,
last thoughts?
I'll let Mary finish.
Oh.
I just am so happy to be in Harvey. I think we have a bright future in Harvey. Our growth. We show that we're going to grow over the next 5 years in our school district. And I don't think that the efficiency and government model that has been put forward is going to not allow us to grow even further. Mm-hmm. And so as a community, we got to decide how we're going to handle the growth and how are we going to be a school district going forward. And that's really what's coming down in April 18th is how do we want to be as a school district as we function under this new model of efficiency of government.
All right, 10:58, and we cut into Senator Kramer's time, but he'll forgive us.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's a happy guy.
Well, a great discussion conversation
this morning.
Thank you very
much. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it coming by.
You know, we just got to be positive, be willing to listen, go vote on the 18th of April. You know, we were asked to do a job. We've had several people put in more into this steering committee or even some board members into this, investigating the rights, the wrongs, the uh-ohs, everything. You know, it all comes to a head. But let's all be open-minded and...
You know, if everybody gets open-minded, do you know what that is? That's just a big bill at the end of the year.
That's a what?
That's a big bill at the end of the year.
Oh.
That's where you get... I do not ascribe to that at all. I subscribe to being positive. But once you get to open-mindedness, it sounds like a progressive that's going to say, it's all going to be fine until the tax is due next year, and boy, are we going to get it then. So anyway, that's my two cents.
Well, I'm going to be retiring. And I am excited to pay that extra tax.
Well, good for you, but
I might have
else
to go
is.
Find a little side job, but I'm okay
see,
with
you
it.
Are, yeah, you, well,
see, I'm okay with it.
I'm and, at the and, point and, where I don't want to get any side jobs anymore.
Well, I understand that.
See,
I understand
there's a lot
that.
There's a lot of people I know around here, a lot older than I am, that they don't have the ability to go to get a side
and
job.
And I'm for the young people in this community,
Oh, I'm
too.
All for the young
I
people.
I hope that
but we
I
went
hope
to the
we've
moon.
Got good stuff
We
for
went to the moon with people who grew up and went to school in a one-room school. And they learned everything. Now we're spending way, 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 way more money on all of this for buildings, for people. And teachers don't get exactly paid very well. Not that I know of.
All right. On that note, it is 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
you, last second.
Nope. Just okay. Our teachers do a great job.
Yes.
I'm thankful for them, the janitors, the cooks, the administration. Thank you. And just remember to vote.
Going on the 18th.
All right. Robbie Luke and Barry Hager, thanks for coming by this morning. 11 o'clock, another hour of talk straight ahead. Jason Heitkamp after news and weather.
Shop local. Local stores, businesses are more likely to carry locally produced foods and products, which supports local agriculture. Local businesses contribute to local fundraising and nonprofit organizations. Local businesses provide jobs. Local
Colorado today for as low as $45,075 with 1.9 financing and no payments for 90 days. Come see us at Bassett Motors or call 1-800-777-4546. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand, it don't help to hide. If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I gotta be the man.
Same stable genius who said the biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports. Whoa.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
The group included groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right, Shanga Kowawa.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic. Because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHNA 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. RJ along with you. R. David Adams here in the facilities. Back with his, well, he's out of the sun now. The angle of the sun moved off to the south, so no more sun on you.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, it's good for the bones, they say, right?
Well, it is. I love it when the hot weather because all my bones work. Cold weather, nothing works. I can't get out of bed.
And with us via the magic of the telephone, our good friend every Thursday, he's here with us, Jason Heitkamp.
Who?
Yes, DPI superintendent candidate. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and I want you guys to realize this is why I say this is the best radio on radio. Whoever missed that last interview missed the whole week of sunshine. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Well, you know, RDA has those questions built into his space between his ears there.
I wasn't feeling good today, so it was the wrong day to approach me of anything.
How am I supposed to follow that? Wow, that was so awesome, I might not sleep tonight.
You better get some sleep. You're running for office.
Oh, man. Can I tell you two things that came out of that last interview?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Sure.
There's a guy, and they should have known that he was a bad man when he took his wife's last name. That's what I'm going to say. Sam Bankman-Fried.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay? He just got sentenced today to 25 years for stealing $10 billion. He's one of the people that came to mind today when I was listening to that interview.
Okay.
And the other thing that came to mind was the upside down food pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know why the upside down food pyramid came up?
Why is that?
I'm not sure.
Because this is what's happening across the state right now, and this is a DPI issue.
Mm.
There are bond issues going to the people that they just want the money. Mm-hmm. They just want the money. And the plan, well, you know what the plan is because it's in your head. We don't need to write down the plan because you know what the plan is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use the word, and you guys can shut me off if you want to, but this is fraud. That's what it is. Because there's no way that if this school comes in at $18 million and you passed a bond for $23 million that you're going to get the money back. There is no way.
Not in North Dakota, it ain't going to happen.
Well, it ain't going to happen anywhere.
Not really.
And to bring up Doug Burgum's name, okay, this is the last thing. This is the trifecta for today.
All right.
Okay? Does everybody remember after the 68th legislative session when there was $3 billion plus left over?
Mm-hmm.
And we have more money in the bank now, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had said in their minds that the people only deserved $500 million back, and that's all they were going to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And then the governor, who couldn't get his income tax relief, was on a video. I guess he didn't know it was on or something. Complaining about the billions and the billions and the billions of dollars, and then he said it again, billions and billions, that it's just there. He's got to open up new bank accounts. And so I just took $1 billion, and there's 169 school districts that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take $1 billion and you divide it by 20 million dollars, mm-hmm. $1 billion divided by $20 million, you can build almost 44 schools.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No mill levy increase. None.
And you have said this many yep. times through the course of the 3 years you've been a guest on the show, that yep. it's mm-hmm. in the state constitution. The state in the constitution is mandated to fund this.
Why is DPI not at the legislature demanding 44, you know, schools mm-hmm. to be built over a 2-year biennium, and then 44 more the next biennium, and 44 more the next biennium. And if that doesn't give us a little relief on our schools with no property tax mm-hmm. increase, I don't know what could.
Well, it worked in Wyoming. Wyoming did it. Yeah, they built schools everywhere.
Yeah, these people have decided that your money is not your money, and that your house is not your house, and if you don't keep paying the money,
you can get a job.
You can just get a job.
You can get another job. Yeah, I don't want another job. I already have one. I got to put up with Rick. He has to put up with me. We're already stretched as thin as we can go. Then you come on here, we stretch a little bit farther. So I don't know if I can take any more of this.
And I, as long as I'm in trouble, I'm just going to say this also. You got this filtration system. I don't know. Is it run by a tractor and a generator? I have no idea. It's a big white box. And it turns out that it's been there for years. Nobody even knows if it works anymore. I mean, is that why we're building a school?
Well, here's the deal.
There's a big white box that nobody knows what it's for.
Well, we never even got to it.
Wait, here's the deal, though. We've talked about this a million times now. The state has no problem handing out millions and millions for tourism projects. But do you think they'll help out the school districts?
$150 million for a company to come and make fertilizer out of hydrogen.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, that just pisses me off beyond being pissed mm-hmm. off. With all that, they have mm-hmm. no problem. Millions for tourism. Yes. Yeah, you want ski resort? Here's $5 million. Here's $5 million for a cactus museum. Here's millions and billions and millions for a new governor's library. But we need a new school for the kids. Well, no. That has to go to the local people.
We got to think of our kids. We just don't have to do anything for them.
Yeah, and it was there because somebody smelled sewer gas.
Well, it was actually
from COVID, and you got it for free.
Yeah.
You know,
I
buy the tractor to run a generator.
And again, I had to. I'm sorry, Artie. I just had to bring this up at the end of the conversation
mm-hmm.
Last hour. This is being brought up at a time nationally where the economy could collapse at any time. I mean, I believe it's artificially inflated. I really do.
Oh, I think
we have
right.
inflation through the roof right now. I mean, any trip to any store, it's no fault of the stores.
Mm-mm.
But this is what happens when you get inflation. I mean, you couldn't have picked the worst time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I still want to stress out of just what we've said here, is the only people that can approve a bond measure like that is DPI. Mm-hmm. And where is Kirsten Basler on this? She is nowhere to be found. She's not found in Oaks. She's not found in Harvey. She's not found in Minot. She's not found in Williston. She's not found in Bismarck. Now we got, what, a school in Velva, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's building schools. Nobody can afford their taxes anymore. My escrow account...
Well, you can just get a job.
For no reason. My escrow account, mm-hmm. for no reason, okay, just it's a guideline at my credit union. Went up $56 now for the next year, okay? Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem like a lot, but that's another $600.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because my property tax went up. It's not because my insurance went up. They have a guideline on what they need to have in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's time to make that up in 1 year. So here's another $600. We know the price of fuel just went up to $3.39 in Wahpeton for gasoline. And it's Easter. And now your escrow account, well, it's just another $600. You can get another job.
Mm-hmm. Boy,
people have to stand up and say this is enough.
Mm-hmm.
How many, off the top of your head now, how many bond issues have you been hearing about statewide now?
Well, I just told you about most of them. Fargo, they want to spend $600 million over the next 15 years to replace every school that they have.
Okay.
Wymere, they got a bunch of free money, and now they just need another $51,000, and then they can put a daycare center in town. And I believe they want to put it on the school. And where is it in Century Code or the Constitution that the school district has to provide a daycare center?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with daycare centers? If people can't afford daycare centers, is that our deal?
Yeah, no.
It's a good point.
And daycare centers that are run by the government are almost always lacking so badly.
Yeah, and I just said, they want, you know, that's the goal of all of these people, is they want to have kids check in at 2 years old, mm-hmm. you know, or earlier, and not check out until they're 18 years old to the same building.
Mm-hmm.
That's prison. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
All right, let's lay this out. Let's lay this out, Jason Heitkamp. Let's say the election's over, you're elected DPI superintendent, and schools introduce bond issues. What, as the head of DPI, what would you do? I mean, I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing is you have to see plans for a building.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get money for something that you don't have plans for. And if the plans are from 2009, I got to tell you, it's 2024. Maybe the electrical code has changed. Maybe the other codes have changed. So is that a viable plan?
Mm.
And you can't just say that we're going to fix it after we get the money, because that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And who in their right mind would approve something when you don't even know where it's going to go? Now, after they get the... Okay, it's the upside-down food pyramid. Usually at the top of the food pyramid, you know, is when you get the bond measure passed. First, you got to lay down your foundation. This is the plans. This is our needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Minot. And I believe Williston also, they said that their population was going to increase. The kids were going to increase. They built these schools. Guess what? They're closing schools now,
mm-hmm.
because the kid population didn't increase.
Yeah.
And so I'm sorry. I love Harvey. I love coming there. But I don't know. Do I see a child population increasing extravagantly in Harvey?
No. We're hanging on by our fingernails as it is.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to come out to Harvey again when we're done hauling beets here. I mean, I love Harvey.
It's a
I'm
great
not
town.
Running it down.
No,
where are the kids coming
town.
From?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is,
where are the kids coming from?
There's a lot of things we weren't able to talk about. One of the things is, you know, that started this whole thing is we got heating and boiler issues in the oldest part of the school, and I've said this all back 10 years ago when we first talked about this thing. Just build a building behind the old school building, put the heating plant in there, and put pipes underneath and run it over there, and you're done. Now, you're going to have to fix your roof and do it, but there are lots, and it wouldn't cost $23 million, I can tell you that. But you'd think nobody had heard that before when I said that today.
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They want to hear it in any town in the state. They don't want to be held responsible for what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wrong. It's completely wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I have not been wrong on any of these issues yet. The curriculum is the problem. They're all admitting it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We need to quit spending money right now and get a fix on what we're doing. And I don't see DPI involved in any of these bond issues at all. I mean, you want to spend $600 million in Fargo over the next 15 years? Don't you think that Kirsten Baszler would be there with a drum beating on it saying, this is why I need to get elected because we're bringing sunshiny days to Fargo?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they?
That's a good question.
Very good.
11:35, we have a hard break coming up. Visiting with Jason Heitkamp, DPI superintendent candidate. We have sunshine and the temperature right now warming up rather nicely. Currently, we are at 29. News and weather coming up right now. Fox Business News from the Fox Business Network. This program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are little changed after more news on the economy. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index improved to a reading of 79.4 this month. Those responding were more optimistic that inflation will be moderating. It's an encouraging sign. Also, pending home sales rose 1.6% in February. The Realtors economist Lawrence Yoon says modest sales growth might not stir excitement, but it shows slow and steady progress from the lows of last year. Novo Nordisk shares are up nearly 1%. The Wall Street Journal says Medicare programs run by Elevance, Kaiser Permanente, and CVS Health have decided to extend coverage of its weight loss medication Wegovy for some people with heart conditions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Now, good morning. The KHND weather guest being brought to you by our very good friends over at American Family Insurance with our good friend, Agent Brian Bender, right here in beautiful downtown Harvey.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Brian Bender, agent at 713 Lincoln Avenue here in Harvey, or call 324-2888 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Meteorologist Stone Schaefer is at the KX Storm Team. Stone, what's going on?
From the storm team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 30s, a southeast wind 5 to 15. Tonight, a chance of snow, freezing rain, and normal rain, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 20s, a southeast wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 35, snow accumulations of less than half an inch possible. Tomorrow, snow likely, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 30s, a southeast wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 30, accumulations of less than an inch possible. On Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 30s, a west wind around 10 miles per hour. On Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 30s, a northeast wind 5 to 10. On Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 40s, a southeast wind 5 to 15. On Tuesday, sunny, highs in the lower 50s, a west wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 25. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s, a west wind 15 to 25. Kibera here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Well, we have a lot of sunshine. We're at 29 right now. South to southeast breeze at about 10. 44% humidity. Wind chill at 21. Again, Don't be surprised if you wake up tomorrow and there's a little bit of ice out there. Could be some freezing mist. Not expecting a lot, but it doesn't take a lot to make those roads icy, so just put that on the back burner. Weather guest information this time around brought to you by our good friends at American Family Insurance with Brian Bender.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470 KHND, Harvey.
Fox News and information brought to you by Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance and our good friends at Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West
Hop Edge. In for Easter deals at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Our family bone-in shank or butt portion hams, $1.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts from Golden Plump in the family pack, $2.99 a pound. Our family sliced bacon, two packages for $6. One-pound package fresh strawberries, two for $5. Campbell's cream and mushroom or chicken soups, four cans for $5. Marie Callender's cream or fruit pies, only $5.99. Ready Whip, $2.99 a can. Bird's Eye Frozen Veggies, four packets for only $5. And Idaho Russet North Dakota Red or Yellow Potatoes in a five-pound bag, get two bags for $5. Keep in mind, they will be closed on Easter Sunday. Everybody at Harvey Warehouse Grocery want to wish you a safe and happy Easter. Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say buggin'? Ah! And why are you buggin'?
I don't know what I'm doing! Why aren't you buggin'?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. Ah! And they're, like, there when you need them. Now quit buggin' and say the jingle!
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there!
Contact Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Cryptocurrency exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried is sentenced to 25 years in prison for a $10 billion fraud scheme.
The government was asking for 40 to 50. The max sentence was 110. Sam Bankman-Fried said, I'm sorry. He said, I regret what happened. He didn't take responsibility. He does plan to appeal this conviction as well as this sentence.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady at the federal courthouse in New York. President Biden has a campaign fundraiser tonight in New York with former Presidents Clinton and Obama and celebrity entertainment.
The campaign is saying this is a historic event that the $25 million coming into the campaign's bank account later on today make this the most profitable fundraiser in American political history.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Former President Trump's in Massapequa, New York today, attending the wake for New York City police officer Jonathan Diller, shot and killed in the line of duty during a traffic stop. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470 KHND, Harvey.
Hey, we're back. It is 1142. It's a Thursday program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. Visiting with Department of Public Instruction candidate Jason Heitkamp, our weekly get-together. And boy, what a busy show, Jason.
Well, I'll calm down now, but I had just a couple things to go over, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Shoot.
We've had a lot of people that love looking at those slides every day, and they've been kind of asking some questions. Mm-hmm. And one thing that you guys may not know is since Kirsten Baszler took over as the DPI person, we went from taking basically one test to the schools being able to choose up to, as of next year, it's going to be five different tests that they can take. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the tests involve different grade levels. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get too much into it today. We are updating people on my Facebook page about all this and giving information out. And maybe we can talk next week if we, get more time. Mm-hmm. But I just said, when you're looking at those proficiency scores, you're not looking at one grade level. It may be sophomores taking that test, like the work keys. I believe right. That's for sophomores. Mm-hmm. And so, you have the NDSA, you have the ACT, you have work keys ACT, you have what they call the ASVAB, you have the ASPIRE. And next year, they're coming out with a new test called NDA+. Hmm. And so how do you do statistics on people for proficiencies when no one's taking the same test and different grade levels are involved. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. You can't correlate between those too many. Yeah, way too many items to correlate between different grades and different testing that you can't really correlate anything very well.
Well, like I said, I don't have a master's degree, but I understand statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have information that correlates together, does it even pay to put those proficiencies up? And it's very scary to see what the proficiencies are. And so I'll kind of leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a couple other things that came out this week. There was an interview on Jay Thomas that Kirsten Baszler was on. It was very interesting because I have a, you know, you can click on it. It's only about 10 minutes long. But the weird part was the guy who was interviewing her, his name is Ronnie. He's a producer for Jay Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
But when it starts out, she says, "Thank you, Jason." And I'm not making this up. And at the end of the show, she thanks Jason again.
Hmm.
And nobody corrected her. I thought that was very weird. So
yeah.
I know I'm not hearing things because I listened to it a couple times. But she was talking about Becker's property tax ballot proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that it doesn't eliminate property tax. She said it eliminates fair or unfair property tax.
Hmm.
And it changes the way that property tax is calculated. And then later she actually said she sees nothing that says property tax will go away. And that's really shocking to me because anybody who knows anything about that ballot measure, it's ending property tax.
Mm-hmm.
The money is going to have to come from the state afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's calculations based on 2025. And, you know, you can still do like a bond measure after that. But it was very strange to hear her say that property taxes aren't going away. Because if that measure gets passed, the property taxes will go away.
You know,
interesting.
I had a listener earlier in the week ask me about that. You know, for instance, if this bond in Harvey would pass, is that affected by the measure? And I sent that directly to Rick Becker. And he promptly sent me a response back. He says, "Rick, I have a straightforward answer for you. The measure does not replace property tax that is obligated to bonding. It's only the property tax that will remain in place,
correct,
and it will remain in place until it's paid off, at which time it will go away. Also, from the point in time in which the measure passes, no bonding can be associated with valuation-based property tax. Locals will still have the option to do bonding for schools, however." So the quick answer to the question is that the people of Harvey will still have to pay property tax for that bond, but the rest of their property tax up to the amount they pay so far will go away.
Mm, okay.
And that's from Rick Becker, the sponsor of the measure.
So here's the scary thing about your vote on April 18th. Say you guys vote yes on that $20.3 or $20.5 million bond, and then the property tax measure gets voted yes in November, you guys will still be responsible for that $20.5 million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep. If it passes, we're into it. Yep. That's right.
Yeah, if it passes, then you'll be responsible for it. If you wait... and I'm not telling anybody what to do, but if you wait and this Rick Becker's bond measure goes through, you know, the schools will be have to be taken care of by the state, like it says in the Constitution after that. There's no getting around it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something for you.
That's some good information. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. And the last thing is, Kirsten said that the upkeep and repair of buildings is the responsibility of the schools, the local school district, and that was put in law by the legislature. And the elimination of property tax, you know, would not stop that.
Mm.
But, you know, like I said, I have a link to this whole interview, and I think it's really worth listening to.
Okay.
Because a lot of the things that are said are not what I believe or you believe or even Rick Becker believes.
Hmm. Interesting.
So it's very, 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 it's a very interesting interview.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, Kirsten Baszler says it's up to the local districts to maintenance or to pay for the maintenance, but in the state constitution, it says the state is obligated. Am I correct in that or no?
I'm just going to give you the paraphrase here real quick, but basically it says that the state shall provide K through 12 education, and it says that they can provide secondary education with tuition involved, all right? So when we look at secondary education, the state is paying for buildings and maintenance. When we look at K through 12, they're not paying for buildings and maintenance. Now, that to me does not make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Because it never has made any sense. And that's one reason why when I was a senator, I tried to get rid of the mill levy for schools, not to punish the schools, but to make it back onto what the Constitution said, which I believe the state is responsible for buildings and maintenance and the cost of education.
All right, we got, what, two minutes left here, Jason.
Yeah, I did release that earlier today about 10:30, our next reward. Do you want to look that up
on
our Facebook page and read it? Because, you know, you guys, I wait for you guys, okay? You know, so you might as well read it because it's actually a cool deal. And the first two contests, no one has been a winner yet.
Is there ever going to be one? I mean, can somebody actually find that stuff?
Well, I have to laugh because during the Jay Thomas interview, this is no kidding. These are the words right out of Kirsten Baszler's mouth. She had a student that contacted her, and the student said she wishes she would have kept her yearbook so she could have won the contest. like there was only one yearbook out of the largest school district in North Dakota. They only made one yearbook, and they gave it to somebody who threw it away, I guess.
Give it to me.
All right, here's the new one you put up now. $100 reward to the first person providing yearbook photo or legit proof. The NDDPI website states in Kirsten Baszler's bio that she was vice principal for the state's largest school district. Be the first person to verify this statement, and you win $100.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So if you can provide a yearbook photo or legit proof, $100 is yours. They just simply contact you on your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, they can email me. I have my card, my business card right underneath there, so they can either send a copy of it via the post office or FedEx, or they can email it to me.
Right.
And no one has won. The first one was, give us a picture of her being a classroom teacher or in an annual, you know, verified as a classroom teacher. Nobody won that. The next one was we wanted to have a copy of her thesis because she got a master's degree paid for by the taxpayers of North Dakota when she became the DPI person, and no one has that either.
Interesting, isn't it?
Listener just shot me a message. They want to know if possibly could Jason come to one of our meetings at the school, those forum meetings.
You know what? After this week, the options are open.
Okay.
So they can just contact me because I said we're still having a heck of a time out here with the bees.
Okay. Very good. All right, Jason Heitkamp, right. DPI candidate. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jason.
I got to tell you, RDA, thank you, and thank you, Rick, for having the interview this morning with your school board superintendent and the other person. I really mean that. That's what we need to hear. We need to hear things.
Thank you. Have a great day, Don. Take care. Talk to you next week. Yep. Our weekly get-together at Jason Heitkamp. We've been doing that 3 years now, going on four, I think. Crazy, huh? It's 11:53. Late morning markets are coming up. But first, we need to check in with our friends at Tracy's Market of Pezzadin and Maddox Sunshine. 29 out there, one of the warmer mornings we've had all week long. And that actually feels pretty good. And there's not a whole lot in the wind department either. Right now, a word from Tracy's Market.
Easter celebration this week at Tracy's Market of Pezzadin and Maddox. Our family bone-in, shank, or butt portion hams, $1.99 a pound. Fresh asparagus, $1.49 a pound. Family pack golden plump boneless skinless chicken breasts, $2.99 a pound. 16-ounce package of strawberries, 2 for $5. 4-pound granulated Our Family sugar, $2.99. Marie calendars, frozen.